Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
Hey, what's happening? The PT Pinecast finds and test drives the best physical therapy apps on the internet. And then we share them with you. Here's what's happening now.
All right, the next app we're going to take a look at on What's Happening is made by a couple of physical therapists. It's called Run Cadence. It's made by physical therapists Chris Johnson and Ben Wabaker. Had Chris Johnson on the show before, super smart guy. You've probably seen some of his videos online, whether you knew it or not. Their website, in case you wanted more information, is runcadence.net. That's runcadence.net. Now, what does Run Cadence do? Briefly, it determines your cadence in running through a one-minute baseline test just by running the app and then running while holding your iPhone. That's it. Then allows you to set a target cadence for training and racing while running. And then it gives you real-time feedback using a metronome and some hepatic features that automatically turns on in the event that you fall out of your desired step rate and turns off once you actually adopt the desired step rate, using external cues to get you into the cadence that you want to use. Now, the reasoning behind this is in full on their website because there are PTs that include citations and links to the articles. But the gist of it is there's research to support that changing running cadence or your steps per minute while running can decrease running-related injuries at the hip, at the knee, at the shin, at the ankle, and the foot. Increasing cadence while keeping running velocity constant, well, essentially just stepping more but still moving the same speed, is an easy way to help runners reduce their step length, which actually affords distinct benefits in addressing common running-related injuries. So you can prescribe this to your patients or, you know, like me, just use it myself. A 5% increase in step rate, so stepping faster, leads to a 20% reduction in energy absorption at the knee. I'm going to say that again because it's a pretty crazy stat. Increasing your step rate 5% can decrease the energy absorption at the knee 20%. 5 will get you 20. It runs on your iPhone right now, nothing else. What does it cost? It'll hit you for $299. Is it worth it? Well, as a PT and as a runner, I'm going to say yeah. It's another thing to suggest to a patient or another runner who's dealt with some lower leg, some hip, knee, shin, foot, ankle injuries. It's well worth the $3 there to help me run with reduced force on my body. I like the external cues of the metronome, and yes, you can still play your music in the background while using this app. That was a big plus for me. It's super easy to use. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. It's just a couple of buttons and took me less than 30 seconds while I was running to figure it out. We rank all the apps here on What's Happening out of a perfect six pack, out of a score of 0 to 6, 6 being the perfect six pack. We're going to give this one 5.5 beers. I'm going to say that Run Cadence is definitely worth the $2.99 to get for your iPhone if you're a runner or a PT who works with runners. So good job, Chris and Ben, on Run Cadence.
If you've got an app you think is deserving of this show, email me,
jimmy@ptpintcast.com.
This is What's Happening,
brewed by the makers of PT Pintcast.
Hey, you want to be part of the show? We have sponsorship opportunities available right now. Spread your message to physical therapists more than 50,000 times a month right here on PT Pintcast. To partner with our show, email
jimmy@ptpintcast.com.